kickstart your Saturday with JB and Billy. Even though there's no chance Billy's going to be up this early.
You know what time I get up now?
What time?
11.
Oh!
This is the best of the rush hour.
All right, Fat, we're giving tickets away.
We are indeed.
The finals are here.
Massive finals campaign.
And we've got your tickets to the only game in town.
Big, big crowd at the MCG.
The Cats have the home ground advantage.
I'll get stuffed.
But the Pies are looking for redemption.
And the Pies are back.
Win your way into the Triple MCG for Geelong versus Collingwood. All you have to do is...
battle it out. Even battle it out.
It's Billy's footy finals quiz.
Yes, listen to Dangerous laughing in the background.
Oh, Dangerous. That floggy's over there now. Two tickets, Geelong, Collingwood, you win them right now. Here out of five questions, Jim.
Who we got?
So if you answer three, of course you win. We've got Brenton there. G'day, Brenton.
G'day, Skinny. Hello, right, JB.
Good man.
You're a Pies man.
He loves his Pies.
Right. Good boy. Yeah. And we got Jake, who is a Cats man. Jake.
Hey, g'day, Jim and Bill.
Jakey.
What are you doing, Jake?
It's going well.
Oh, this is good. He's going to go through in straight sets here, Brenton.
No.
Jake.
Ah, right. No. You got him, Raps?
He's there. He's up there.
Where? All right. Maybe not.
All right.
Well, we got another. Let's
see if there's anyone else who's representing the kids. Geez, I hope the Cats turn up better than Jake.
That's a good start.
All right. What about Luke?
Lukey.
In Berwick.
Luke.
Oh, no.
Are you there?
Lucas.
Oh, no.
Hello.
Are you a Cats fan, Luke?
No.
Yeah, I'm a Scarlet.
All right.
You're a what?
I'm a Scarlet. I'm a little Scarlet.
Oh, so, yeah.
Well, is your surname is Scarlet?
That's correct.
Oh, there we go.
Well, unfortunately.
So Billy should know that one.
All right.
Very well.
Yeah, and unfortunately Gunner passed away, didn't he? Yeah, good man, the Gunner. Hey, all now, righto, Luke, you're a Cats man. Answer these questions. Here we go.
You scream out Cats, Luke, and Brenton, you scream out Maggie's.
That'll be good.
Righto.
Righto, I hope you've been listening to the show. Name the snack company who is sponsoring Bill's All Sport.
Yes, Pies?
CC's.
Oh, one for Brenton.
Is Luke there?
Yeah.
Yes. Righto.
How many games has Scott Pendlebury played for Collingwood?
Pies. I think he's going to get it all.
Yes, sir.
299.
That was a trick question because he had 300, of course, tomorrow night. I've got to find a Geelong one for my man, Lukey boy. Jim, just have a chat there. How many Geelong players were named in the 2019 All-Australian team? Luke.
Oh, he's hung up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, he's gone. Bill.
That's
what have I said to you, quizzes?
No.
Well, I hand the quiz over to you, and this is what happens.
He just dropped it.
Car crash radio. Bill.
Brenton.
One of your competitors in your quiz has hung up on you.
Well, we couldn't get him up for about the first four until Rabsy hit the right button.
This is low.
Me.
This is lowest watermark.
Well, yep. Brenton hasn't won yet. How many Geelong players were named in the 2019 All-Australian team, Brent?
Oh, my God. Just when you think it's not possible to make radio any worse.
I'm playing against no one.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Brenton. And he's still making you answer the question.
Nick's there.
Oh.
G'day, Nick.
G'day, Billy.
Hey, we got a cat. Jim.
All Nick can do is answer these two correctly and draw level. That's all he can do.
Say four, Nick. Righto.
Four.
Correct.
Right. No, what's your question?
Righto, here we go. Number four. Who wears number 22 for both Collingwood and Geelong?
Cats. Boys.
Oh, Cats. Righto.
Nick.
Mitch Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Geelong.
And?
Pendlebury.
No.
That's it. Brenton wins it, Bill.
Brenton's got to answer it.
Brenton.
Geelong, give it to the Cats supporter.
Bill. That is Brenton's... That's the worst quiz we've ever had on air.
That's
worse than the one we did on the Saturday Rub where we had to take a break halfway through.
You nearly needed a break.
But Brenton is the man who receives two tickets.
And he deserves it. Well done, Brenton.
You beauty. Thanks, Brent.
You deserve that. Hey, he was the only one to ring and the only one to hang in there, Jim.
Brentos, let me ask you this. How would you assess that for a quiz?
That was poor.
Yeah.
I'm only in charge of the quiz, Jim. It's not my fault to actually get people to ring up and to put them on air.
It was poor.
No. And I'll be talking to Jill, to Abraham, and to Rabs after this. Because
what have we done?
It reacts poorly on me.
Reflects, not reacts.
Even. Hmm. I must admit, though, you weren't great there, Rabs.
No.
What?
Fix that up. Hey, Brentos, well done.
Thank you.
Two tickets coming your way to tomorrow night, MCG.
Yeah, well done.
And this is the single last time you ever run a quiz on our station.
No, Tim. My quizzes are good.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I don't know what you did.
Exhibit
A. I don't know. No one knows what you just did. He had a quiz that one person was going up against himself.
And he won.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
Battling the weather, the risks, and another day of drama. And 1,000 kilometres later, David Reynolds, you are the man.
Oh. 2017 winner at Bathurst.
Would have been a while ago.
Oh.
Of course, won Bathurst, and Bathurst is coming up, and he loves Bathurst.
He does.
He does, Jim.
Nice to have him in, too. Hello, Davey.
G'day, boys. How's it going?
Did you hear what Bill said before?
No, play that again, can you?
No.
He goes very well at Bathurst, but he hasn't done a lot, Jim. Oh. And he's arguing, he's whining, he's whinging, feeding him. He'll be in here late today. That's how he's driven all year.
He's right behind you.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But it's
true. Was on time. I was early.
No, but you're not driving that quick.
No, it hasn't.
Who are we blaming? The car?
Oh, always, yeah. got to blame your car. Yeah, it just hasn't gone that good for us. We were on a bit of a roll, like Darwin, Townsville.
Yes.
Winton was really good, but the last few rounds have been terrible.
So what happened? It's like a footy team. You're just out of form? Or you get injuries, or
no, you don't.
No, well, this is a footy sense.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, okay, in a football code. Well, like, yeah, the team really. I don't know. It's hard to describe. Like, you know, our sport's so technical and mechanical that you can put a different spring in and go half a second faster or slower. So, and we change springs basically every time the car leaves pit lane.
Springs,
roll centers, roll bars, camber toe, pressure. You know, it's a very technical sport.
Too technical for us. But probably. In layman's terms, why are the Ford Mustangs so quick? They lead now 1, 2, 3. They're out in front.
Yeah, they're miles.
Just in layman's. Don't go
in
on
layman's
with your springs
terms
and all that crap.
They've just got more grip than us.
Right.
Yeah, they've got a better aero platform and they've got a lot more aero.
What a different shaped car for a start.
Yeah, slightly different shaped car. I mean, yeah, there's a two-door car, there's a four-door car. So naturally, you know, the air's going to move a bit.
So will they be allowed in next year?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Right. But hopefully the category can bring our cars up to a bit of a better standard for us.
And what's going on with old Scotland and McLaughlin there? Maybe you and he aren't getting on at all.
What happened?
War of words. Well, he's leading it, and you're being a bit, you said he's boring and precious, and then he come back with, some people grow up and some people don't, pointing right at you.
Yeah, well, yeah. I tried to grow up once. It was shit house, so.
Didn't work?
Yeah, no, it's crap. It's no fun.
But you're the bad boy of the V8,
am
aren't
I?
You?
I don't think I am. I'm nice.
No, I don't think you are.
I love everyone.
But we do
I think they try to betray me as that. Yes. You know, in a rivalry, you've got to have a good versus evil.
That's right. But
it's New Zealand versus Australia.
Exactly. But at least you're honest too. A lot of people just go, oh yeah, and say nothing. But at least you come out and have a go.
Yeah, well, I'll try and have a go. If you don't say anything, you know, you're pretty much, what do they say? Say nothing, do nothing, be nothing.
Never heard that.
Have you?
but
you heard that, Jim?
No.
It fits Bill, actually.
Does it?
But we are copping it a bit from New Zealand, aren't we? And we're not happy.
A little bit.
You know, like the netballers nailed us. We got belted in the Bledisloe. No, we haven't been beaten the cricket yet, Bill. We've got the test series coming up here in Australia.
Didn't they beat us in the one day?
Can't believe they did. Did they?
Our next race is in New Zealand, actually.
Well, so that's where I'm leading. So surely now you'll be pumped up full of patriotic pride over there, Davey.
I'm going to try to be, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
What sort of a course is it over there? Track?
Yeah, it's probably going to favour the Fords. Like it's, you know, some high speed areas and stuff. So it's going to make the Holden to performance pretty challenging. But
when you talk about you and Scotty not liking each other, does it actually matter in car racing? Because what the bloody hell can you do? Once you're in your car, you're just trying to drive faster than anyone else.
I think it's better if you don't like each other. The problem with our sport is we spend so much time together off the track and do lots of appearances that we all become quite good mates, and it kind of dulls the racing down. So I'm trying to like spark it back up again.
Do they have sheep on the track over there?
No. I think there is a sheep station next door, I think.
That's where Scotty was.
But I generally love New Zealand. Like, it's a good place.
It's a lovely spot.
No, it's a brilliant joint.
Brilliant joint.
It is a brilliant joint.
It's not bad.
Bill.
Have you been?
Yeah, once.
Once.
Went to that joint where you do the skydiving and the bungee jumping.
Queenstown,
that's all. And they're all windy towns, aren't they? But I went to Auckland or somewhere, one of the capitals there, Jim. That was nice.
Are you suggesting that sheep are on the track over there and they're treated a bit like the cattle are in India?
That's right.
Everyone just
drives around them, Jim. There's crashes and everything because you've got to go around the sheep.
Maybe that can be part of my ploy and put some sheep on the track to distract them. And
you know what you should do at a press conference?
They might not be able to do the belts up after they see them.
Walk in with a lamb or something and just listen to the Bill. New Zealand press conference.
Yeah, that'd go down well.
Oh, that's a bit of fun, ha-ha. But that, you should do that, Dave. Why wouldn't you do something like that?
Yeah, okay.
Spark it up a bit.
I'd love to, yeah.
Us against them, all that.
Yeah,
all
us
that.
Against them, yeah. There's then them and there's us. Yeah.
Come in with a cricket ball and roll it underarm. You should do all that. That'd be funny. Get
them
going.
Me too much ammo.
That's it. You should be shearing that sheep.
I'm not shearing that with anyone.
just go real stereotypical Australia, New Zealand. That'd work fast.
I'd love that. That'd spark up the series because it's been a bit dull.
Yeah, it's been a bit dull. But
how many more races?
I think there's 5 or 6 left.
Right.
So we've got Bathurst after New Zealand. Then we go into our Endurance Championship, which is Gold Coast, Sandown, Newcastle. So, yeah. Newcastle. Is that 5 left?
And you were promoting Newcastle. KISS going to be playing at Newcastle?
Yeah. KISS are headlining act. How cool is that?
That's
cool. I love KISS.
Oh, they're great.
I actually want to go. I can watch them.
Can you go?
Yeah, I could, yeah.
Driving all day and then just slip out?
Just slip out, yeah. They play at night time, so generally when we're doing our debrief and doing our notes and stuff, we hear all the band play at night.
Still Davey, love Bill. Good luck in
New Zealand.
Boys. Yeah, it's going to
be
good.
The land of the sheep. But then when you come back, we want to see Bathurst again from you.
Yeah, yes. I should have won it last year.
You're fluent.
But if I go to New Zealand, I'm going to turn up with the sheep and the cricket overalls.
The old one-day uniform.
It's a rush hour, Triple M.
CC's came on board.
They did.
So in honour of this amazing company and the sponsorship of your wrap.
Well, it's called The Wrap.
That's it. It's a sports wrap. But you took it into the studio with Maddie and turned it into a wrap.
Well, it's called Play on Words.
Right.
Jim.
That's what it is.
You didn't pick that up.
No, I hadn't picked it up.
So it's a wrap. So we thought we'd do a wrap.
Right.
And
this is the complete version.
Here is the wrap.
My name is Billy, I'm a CC, that's champion cat. CCs are my favourite snack, you can't say no, no, no. My hood is Geelong, my putty cats are so strong. Eating my CCs as they cremorne, drinking frothies from dusk till dawn, no, no, no. Hunting on the horses, don't care about the magpie forces, cause my team ain't gonna crack, and that is a fact, 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 fact. Get stuff, Todd, you're just a flog. As for Brayshaw, he never made a score. Always getting out on the pitch. Keep that a bitch. Get the Cats army ready, cause we're gonna give it to you, Eddie. I'm Billy, eating another CC. You can't say no.
Oh, that's it.
See, it dropped the mic. Do you see that?
Oh, that was a drop.
Yeah.
A mic drop at the end.
Just drop mic. They call it Jimmy in our game.
Or a mic drop. So you go the other way.
Not
a drop mic. You'd call it a mic drop. Sort of, that's it.
No. I think you call it drop mic. But that was good. That was nice.
Oh, no.
Had a nice beat and a bit of nice movement.
I know Bernard's left to go and play for Murray.
I don't think he has. He hangs around like a bad smell.
Parked in his car. Bernard, there's a job going. 2 to 4. You only have to be sort of remotely able to speak and it's all yours. Seriously.
Oh, that wasn't bad. The
drop mic, you reckon, Bill?
Get stuff, Todd. Do you hear that?
Yeah, no, I heard it, Bill.
You're just a flog. As for Brayshaw, he never made a score. Always getting out
on the
pitch.
He's now giving us his own lyric again.
That a bitch, bitch, bitch.
Oh, no, honestly. There's something legitimately wrong with him.
CCs, I tell you what. I don't know if I've said CC so many times.
No.
But they're coming back next week for the 5 days.
Oh, do the full
I've just
buy-in.
Spoken. They just had word.
Oh, no.
Word through on the wires, and they are very, very happy, so... I'm going to give away boxes of CCs. Bernie, you still here?
Oh, no. It's car crash Radio Friday. It's only going to get worse.
Yell out when we're on, Jim. Hey, Jimmy boy, this is not a joke. The Pope walks into a elevator and gets stuck there for 25 minutes.
I saw that.
So for 7 minutes, thousands of gatherers on Sunday in St. Peter's Square.
Waiting to hear from the great man.
Waiting for, he opens up these doors and there he is.
I have been there, Bill. It's unbelievable.
So Pope Francis, they're all waiting. His weekly address, which usually starts like clockwork, Jim, exactly at 12. Not there.
Oh, no.
So they started to worry.
They would have been very worried.
They thought the smoke might come from the chimney, Jim, and you know what happens when that...
Exactly.
But then it opens up. There's a bit of a roar, and the Pope said he'd been trapped in a elevator for the last 15 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever it was.
It was 25 minutes.
25 minutes.
So not either of those other two lots of minutes.
Yeah, that's right. 25 minutes. But the firefighters come along and saved him, Jim. So I've been thinking about this.
You've been giving it some thought.
I've had a good think, Jim. Right. Actually, I had a really good spitballing session.
Did you? Yes. With yourself?
With myself and onions out there.
Oh, onion.
Onion, right. And 133353, Hans.
Hans!
When did you get stuck in the lift with the Pope? Unusual, Jim.
Bill.
Bill. When did you get stuck in the lift with the Pope?
I think you probably need to just broaden that out a touch.
Derek.
No, we're in negotiation, Bill. And I think the bosses are probably listening.
No, yes.
So maybe just give someone the chance of ringing with a story. Because I don't reckon anyone's ever been stuck in the lift with a Pope.
Well, Zane. Look at Zane and Steve. Yeah, I'd love to take those calls. Where would Zane and Steve reckon they have?
Come on,
Matt.
So,
no,
what
right,
are we going with?
Let's widen it out, Jim.
Just a touch.
Where did you get stuck? Unusual.
Oh! Well, it's widened.
Oh, we got Stevie on the line from Jan Juck. Stevie.
Stevie.
Wow. Not unusual, just a lift. Took the boys to a cabaret show at a venue in King Street a few years ago for a bit of a work breakup.
A cabaret show.
Yeah, we'll call it a cabaret show. And half a dozen blokes in a lift in the car park, stuck for an hour. Let's just say there was no relieving station in the elevator.
No. Six blokes in a lift, Jim.
Six blokes. I'm sober. Not pretty.
There would have been some pop-offs.
Pop-offs and pop-outs.
Shannon, Werribee South. Hello, Shannon.
G'day, boys. How we go?
Hey, good, Shan. What do you got?
Look, it wasn't myself that got stuck, but when I was camping when I was about 15, a friend of mine desperately wanted to get across to a different event and trotted across from Leadenhall Gorge. Little did he realise he was going to get himself stuck in the bloody quarry.
Oh, that's interesting. Stuck in a quarry. Unusual. Yeah, I must remember that.
Adrian Springvale, Ado.
Yeah, g'day, mate. There you go.
What happened to you, man?
Got stuck in the dunny.
Oh, no.
How?
Well, I've been in Thailand for about a week and the daughter had rung up telling me that the dunny door's busted and the boyfriend got stuck. And anyway, she fixed that up and I've come home after 6 hours in customs telling me I'm a drug dealer and I'm saying, well, yeah, I'll only bloody drink beer and come home and open the door up and shut it, which is unusual and oh, shit. No bloody handle.
Oh, no.
Jimmy got stuck.
I about to say, when that word came out, Bill, I thought something else happened.
No,
that's what he thought,
exactly.
Not what he did.
The handle got broken, Jim.
Brick.
Yep.
Our man.
Brick.
Eltham.
He is.
G'day, Jim. G'day, Fat. How are you, boys?
Bricky, haven't spoke to you for a while.
Has been a while. It's been too long, Bill.
What's happened, please?
They drained the river up at Bundalong, part of the Murray River.
Yes.
And I thought, I might go for a bit of a wander, suss out a couple of fishing spots, catch some cod, you know.
Yeah.
Walked along the river for an hour, I'm coming back. There's a little bit of a creek between my joint and where I was. I was like, oh, I'll be able to walk through that, no dramas.
Yes.
Started walking, started sinking.
I know.
Oh, God, come on, I'll be in a little bit of strife here.
Yeah.
And next thing I know, I'm past me waist in mud.
Oh, no.
I'm going, oh, shit. So I've grabbed my camera, put it in my beanie, threw it as far as I could.
Yes.
And took me an hour and a half to get out.
Oh, no.
Like quicksand.
Head to toe in mud. Couldn't believe it.
Oh, that's
be all right if it was where'd you get stuck in a river.
But it wasn't in that. Bart, Werribee.
How you doing?
Neville Bartos.
Bartos.
What do you got for us?
Well, I got stuck in the Cremorne.
Oh, no. How'd you get stuck there, Bart?
Well, I go in there for one ring, and I ring my mate to come and pick me up, and I can't get a lift.
Oh, so you're stuck there?
Stuck there until 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's too good in there, Bill.
Yeah.
He couldn't get out. Stay there, Nev.
Yes,
I like that. Bradford, finally, Ballarat.
Brad.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Going well, mate. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad.
Good.
I got stuck at my ex-missus's house.
Oh, no. How?
Well, she was my missus. Yeah. And then I went over there and decided the time was the time to call it quits. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, called it quits. And then I went to walk out, jumped in the car, and car didn't start.
Oh. So where did you stay the night?
I eventually called RATV and got it all sorted out, but I was stuck there for, I don't know, an hour and a half trying to sort it out, and I got an earful for it.
No, I can imagine.
That's not a good spot to break down, Jim. I thought he might have stayed the night and then broke it off again in the morning.
That's it, Bill. Mm. All right.
Ah, interesting one, Jim.
Interesting places people get stuck.
And you, in a quarry.
All right. The amount of times people come up to me in the street and they say, is there something wrong with Bill?
Yeah.
And I go, well, look, I've known him for a long time, and the only thing I'll say is he hasn't actually got worse.
Mm.
So that's a good thing.
So I'm getting better?
No.
I'm just plateaued.
You're just flatlined.
Flatlined.
You haven't got worse. Just stayed at the same level.
You know what they say to me? Is Todd real? Mm. Where's Todd from? And is Brayshaw a flog?
No, but that's because you call me a flog all the time, so people think that they can do the same thing. Actually, no, I'm not. No, I'm right out of the top drawer. In fact,
as
Justin Langer would always say, there are blokes out of the top drawer, and then there are blokes out of the secret drawer, which is higher than the top drawer. And that's where I dwell.
No.
That's where I position myself. Anyway, this isn't about me. This is about you.
What's it called?
The Idiot File. Enjoy.
Mm. Hey, Gav. Who got a tooth in his ear after he bought a hamburger.
Yeah,
Bill.
Hamburger. To give them one and two in this draft, where the top two players are so far ahead of everyone
spot
else,
on.
Would be a reprehensible way.
Reprehensible.
A bit reprehensible
yeah.
way of rewarding hideous mediocrity.
Hideous mediocrity.
Yeah, exactly.
Tim Kelly, Jim. How good of a year Tim Kelly had?
Amazing.
Because he's also won the coach's... Coach's best young player.
Oh,
good one, Shane,
the
silly Irishman.
All right, so who's giving getting prizes
I'd like
here,
to cup. Just plug there from talk, Jim, for a minute.
Yeah, I remember reading about a couple. Their surname was Peacock,
and
they had a baby boy, and they named him Drew.
Drew Peacock?
Yeah, say it again.
Drew Peacock?
Yeah.
What is it?
Droopy Cock.
Well, the sisters know. We know Droopy Peacock.
Droopy Cock, Bill. That's the one.
I just got what Droopy.
You
did?
Droopy
Cock.
I liked it.
No, Bill.
I think we'll do it again, Jim.
I reckon that's the end of it.
Or Saduka next time.
What was it?
Mm. Saduka. That's another adage of it. And the boxing, of course. Our man, Michael Pretty Boy
Sarafa.
Takes on. Dick Horn. So that is in Bendigo.
Knackers Horn.
Dick Horn.
Tickets would be a little bit cheaper if there were more on offer, but because there's less, I think they're a little bit more expensive.
That's supply and demand.
That's
it. Goes back to the old days, the old accounting, supply and demand. 1 o'clock, state netball hockey centre,
Jim. What does that mean, Joe?
It is live on Channel 9.
Did you understand anything Bill said before with regard to supply?
Yeah, it is. I've got a Bachelor of Commerce.
Go on then. Explain properly why that is relevant to the tickets being more expensive in a smaller stadium.
Joe?
Well, you have your supply and your demand curve.
Yes, that's it.
And when they reach...
Capitalism.
Yeah. Equilibrium. That's it.
What was that word?
That's a word I just thought of. And the Vixens and the Magpies, Jim.
We know that one. We spoke to Joe yesterday.
I know, but people, they don't TSL all the time. They come and go, Jim. Cumes. That's Matty, our boof man that doesn't come out of his cave, and he's on air.
What's he doing on the wireless?
Oh, fair dinkum, Matty. Just stick to what you do. Do. Right.
Of course, he used to play with the greatest, the GOAT.
Yes.
And Bill asked him when he spoke to LeBron James how he would refer to him.
Would you be like that, or you'll bounce up and go, hey, Lebo?
Yeah, no.
Lebo.
Lebo.
I don't know if I'll call him Lebo, but...
That's how he's known over there, Jim.
No one calls him that.
In the circles I mix with
really?
Over there in the basketball.
Oh!
Friend of the show.
No!
Yeah, and Joe Ingles scored 13. Oh, very good. Man, so the Bombers, they play, or even the Boomers, they play.
That was the end of the
conversation. On Friday, he
good.
Ring.
Then I won't call you.
Oh, no. And this is Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh.
Oh, so, Bill, what do you reckon happened Sunday?
No call.
He didn't call me.
No cash. So he honestly didn't ring or text and say Happy Father's Day.
Did not hear from him on the day.
You were preempt. Told before. A 15-year-old Amish. Amish?
Oh, Amish.
No, no. Amish.
Oh, no. Can I buy a vowel?
A 15-year-old Amish boy and his father
Amish.
Amish. Same thing. Damo has reported on AFL.com that assistant coach Scott Camporeoli and footy boss Brett Burton.
What? Camporeoli.
Camporeoli, that's it.
Camporeoli, yep.
Well, it depends, Jim.
No, it doesn't. He's never been called Rioli.
Which Italian place you're from?
Brad Geelong. Hello, Bradford.
Hello, Bradley.
How you going, boys?
What happened, Bradley?
Well, thanks, Bill. I'll just make that up myself.
This is broadcasting royalty.
Oh, listen
Mick.
To Jim trying to take his spot, trying to knife him.
This is broadcasting royalty.
What is that?
Mick.
Takes the brand though off him.
You know, the walk like.
No, don't say
they
anything.
Land the plane. You know, beat me up. Oh, don't worry. Give me some help.
Don't give him any help. Don't.
You nearly
don't. What is it?
Hey, who is it?
What is it? Who are you thinking of, Fat?
It's
a weather thing that happens during a storm.
A rainbow.
Lightning and?
Shade. Thunderbirds. Thunderbirds, Jim.
He will swagger in, Blackie. There's no doubt about that.
Have we seen him? Oh, yeah. Aaron. Shadcock. No, Shattuck.
Shattuck. Shadcock.
Oh, he's
what the
cock.
Hell are you on about?
So this is a T. So ring now. 133353.
Yes. Yeah, that'd be our number, yeah.
I did note that a lot of people that have similar mindsets to you did ring up. So
we had a lot of calls.
A bloke that thought it was a cartoon as well. It's actually a puppet.
That's it. Yeah, it wasn't the Simpsons
well,
character.
Well, same. Brethra.
Brethra.
Genre.
Reports Josh Kennedy has suffered a knee injury at training. Not confirmed yet. I'm just getting him from my sources.
Oh, your sources.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So Damo will be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think Tim there. Gossage has said no, that didn't happen.
Okay. CC's are happy.
And he just slapped four through last night.
Looked all right on one knee, Jim. Didn't he look good?
He was getting around perfectly.
That was the best of the Rush Hour. And catch up with JB and Billy anytime by downloading the Triple M app.